Welcome to the Small Business Podcast with David Michaels and Danny Miller.
Well, let's see. This article I'm reading from is dated October 2006. So,
I could figure that out just from figuring that out with the amount of money you paid. Isn't that amazing?
There's inflation for you. All right, so.
Let me quickly go over that, is that there's some good and bad with that. Some people could see that it takes – that you're crazy. It depends on what kind of person you're trying to target. If you're doing personal, specific target marketing, that might work. But it'd be very difficult if you're just doing – throw a whole bunch of letters out into the wind, because you would have to do each one of those stamps individually. Now, if you want to cut a corner, what you could do is you could go with 2-cent stamps, 3-cent stamps, all inside that area. But you're right, David. That would definitely get your letter noticed. Number two.
Come on up. Yeah, all right. Here we go. Every month, give customers a chance to win a free lunch, compliments of your business. You know, because think about it. Everybody likes free stuff. They like winning things. So I see a lot of restaurants do this pretty often. You know, you drop in your business card or something to win a free lunch or whatever. You don't have to be a restaurant, though. You can do it just, here's a $10 gift card to the restaurant of your choice or something. It's great because people are more involved. They think of your business. They check back to see if they won. And who doesn't like free stuff?
And it actually is a good thing for a number of other reasons, is that not only do you give away a free meal, but also you can also see who might be interested, and you get to develop potential leads that way. You and I have talked a number of times about the fact that maybe you could use those free lunches to go and get customers or get leads.
Right. In fact, I've done this tip several times over the years with businesses. One of the first things I did actually wasn't originally intended to work this way, but it ended up happening. We were at a comic book convention promoting these web comics we were doing, and I brought these T-shirts to sell. Unfortunately, no one was buying them, and I was not about to drag home all these boxes of T-shirts. So I thought I was going to give them away in exchange for an email address, because then I can use that email to promote the website and get some repeat customers out of it. So those T-shirts cost me, I don't know, around, $3-4 a piece? So definitely we're under the $10 range. And people got a cool T-shirt. Stuff that, like, when I came back to the convention the next year, some of the same people came back looking to see if we had more T-shirts. You know, they wore out the shirt, and they wanted to see if we were offering more again. What I'm doing with my current business is we're talking about ways of promoting, and maybe doing, like a costume contest or something. Take a picture of yourself wearing superhero outfit and most original or best costume every month can win a free subscription to the website. Doesn't cost me anything, just adds another user to my database. Takes me, you know, all of 2 minutes to add them, but it's something of value and fun for them.
Now, just as an aside, what are you doing to mitigate the actual contest? I mean, you see all the time when anybody says get a free thing, you have to say, no purchase necessary, blah, 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 not valid in California or any state that may be able to join the union.
I haven't gotten into all that legal stuff because I figure I'm too small to worry about it. It's just on the website, hey, send us a picture, we'll pick the best one winner a month, you get a free subscription.
Okay,
seems so clear enough. Don't have a problem with it.
Okay. Well, then moving on, what's the next one?
All right. Number three. Make a donation to charity for every purchase made during a particular month. So, we see a lot of businesses doing this all the time. Like, you know, Dove was doing it for a while. Buy every Dove product and we take 10% of our sales and put it towards breast cancer research or something like that. You can pick any charity you want to support, or you could, you know, have a little checkbox on your website when they're ordering your product or something saying, what charity would you like a portion of the proceeds to go to? You can do a flat rate, like every sale we make, $1 goes, or you can say 10% of the sale. That's whatever you want to do. But it's a good karma thing. You know, you're helping out charities, and you're giving your customers more incentive because their dollars are going further. Their dollars are buying the product that they want, and it's helping a good cause. And they start to associate you and your business with that good cause. So it's just, it's good all around.
And what a lot of companies do is that they'll try and game the system by saying, oh, we'll give 5% of our after-profit, after-EBITDA profit margin. So basically, that comes down to 2 cents.
Yeah, sometimes you watch, like, yeah. But whatever, you know. Hey,
I don't want to sound like I'm bitter. It's just an amusing thing I noticed.
It does happen sometimes. But, you know, if you don't want to be that way, you can put it in your advertisement literature saying, you know, we're not like some companies. Don't ever point anyone out unless you know for a fact what they're doing. But, you know, unlike some companies, we don't give a small percentage of a small remaining profit if there is profit. We will give X number of dollars per unit sold guaranteed. Like, yeah, these people really want to make a positive difference or something. So you never know. All right. You ready for number four? This one cracks me up.
All right.
All right. Number four. Use lottery tickets as incentive for referrals. So basically, you know, a lottery ticket costs you $1. And you can give it to your customers for referrals or some kind of incentive program that you're doing. And most likely, nothing's ever going to happen. You're out $1. They had a chance at winning something. But man, could you imagine if one of your customers did win some money? They'll love you forever.
Oh, yeah. They would definitely love you. So basically, you go out and buy them, and then they go ahead and you give it to the customers.
Yeah, I mean, like, the only downside I see in this is that the lottery drawing is, like, what, twice a week? So you'd have to go out every so often to restock lottery tickets. And it's not something like you can just buy in bulk and then not worry about for 3 months until you have to reorder them.
No, David. You're thinking about this the wrong way. We're not talking about this as a lottery buy. You go get some scratch-off tickets.
Oh, you could do that too, absolutely. And
that way
they're
time unlimited.
Expiring. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great tip. All right. All right. Number five. Hold a contest for prospects and customers. So this kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier, you know, having a costume contest.
Yeah.
And the reward is something that is cheap, you know, say under $10 for your business to give away. It could be a gift card or store credit or just some little cool little knick-knack or something. Whatever. Have fun. But come up with a contest. Get your customers involved. Have fun with it. Make it a game. And pick a winner and give them an award.
And you would be surprised at how many people do stuff for $10. I mean, that's what the entire Mechanical Turk's built on. So people just do things. They say, hey, I'll win $10. They'll do tons of stuff. And if you do make it fun, people will do crazy things for $10.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. Because they're doing it more for the fun than the money at that point.
Yeah.
Money just was the excuse to get into it. All right. Number six. On our top 10 marketing tips under $10. This tells you how dated this article is. If, this is what it says, if there's still penny candy available, $10 will buy you 1,000 pieces. If not, you can still get quite a bit for a small investment. So basically, you know, candy is cheap, and everybody has a sweet tooth, so I see this a lot in times in, like, offices where you'll be visiting to as a client or something, and they'll have a little bowl there, and they'll have chocolates or candies or something. Just to give you, just to, here, have something sweet. It's really cheap for you, and it makes customers just a little bit happier, and the more happy thoughts they have associated with your business, the better.
I always find it amusing when they put stuff like that in a dentist office.
Yeah, for real. Repeat business, anyone?
Yeah, they're not really aiming for anything but to make sure that you keep on having cavities.
Yeah.
All right, number seven.
Number seven. For $10, you can hire a student, a niece or nephew or friend's teen to picket your business with a sign promoting something positive.
Well, I think it's dated because now you have to pay minimum wage and all that fun jazz.
Well, that's what, an hour and a half?
$7.25. It gets to an hour and 15 minutes.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Actually, interestingly, with my business, because, you know, I'm here near a college, and a lot of our beta testers are fellow college students, and they're playing for fun, and word of mouth kind of spreads. People are hearing about this game I'm developing, and they're like, it sounds really cool, and I'm a film director. I know you're doing commercials. Can I help out with that? And
oh, that's a good point. They may be very interested in that.
Yeah, so I've been getting a lot of people just want to help just because it's fun and because it's experience. It's something to add to their resume or add to their portfolio. And, you know, I'm starting on a very limited budget, so I don't have much money to go around anyway. But, you know, like my programmer, I'd buy him lunch, like we talked about this before. Or the beta testers get a free subscription to the advanced rules and that kind of stuff. So there's still cheap ways I can give back, and they're having fun in the process and getting experience, so it's kind of win-win for everybody. But definitely do not underestimate the resource, the power of teens who need a little spare income or college students who are looking for experience or internships or something. And like we started this episode saying, I mean, I got this list from a girl who's a friend. I'm here at college, and she's graduating in the summer with a marketing degree, and she needs more experience. She's already done several internships, but she likes the product. She wants to help promote and support the game, and she's told me numerous times she's very excited about interning with me and helping to market this. So it's great. I'm looking forward to, we're going to start talking soon about some campaign ideas.
And that's the important thing, is that you have people who get excited about what you're doing and actually
absolutely
get on board.
Absolutely.
Because your life becomes a lot easier when that happens. People say, hey, I want to help. I want to do something. I want to be helpful. So, there
you go. All right.
Next.
We're down to the final three. Here we go. Tip number 8 on our top 10 list. This one's awesome. I think people should do this anyway just because it's cool. But it says, on a toll road, pay the toll for the car behind you and ask the toll collector to give your business card to the car behind you.
That's so random.
So I think it's cool. Like, you know, you're going through a toll booth and then the toll collector goes, the person in front of you already prepaid. You're like, wow, that's awesome. And, you know, it makes your day, and it's just kind of a pay it forward thing. It's a beautiful thing. This just adds, well, hey, no harm in trying to promote your business while you're doing it. So if they'll pass on the business card. Now, there's a chance the toll collector might not give the business card, or the person who receives it may think that's cheap, or I don't have any interest in this business or product. You hope you get lucky. It's a crap shot. But, hey, you know, it's something you can do that's really cheap.
The question I would have is, does anybody ever give out the toll? Does anybody actually try it? And do they actually give out the toll booth information? Like, if you pay for someone behind you, do they actually do that?
I mean, I've seen it happen where, you know, the toll collector just kind of waves you on and says, yeah, the guy ahead of you already paid.
Really?
Yeah. It's rare, but it's happened. I've witnessed it. It's awesome. But whether they pass your promotional materials on to the next card or not, I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be one of those. I think your best bet would be to, well, actually, that's what you can do. Get hired on as a toll booth collector. And then say the person in front of you gave them the okay. And say, the person in front of you paid your toll. It'd probably cost you a little bit of money. You could just pay it in there, but you're trying to market a product, so make it happen.
There's also a little more subtle way of going about it, too. Because, you know, cars usually have to slow down and line up behind you as you're paying the toll. So you could have promotional materials on the back of your car, which, as a business owner, you probably should do that anyway. So while they're waiting for you to drop in the quarters or give the dollars to the toll collector, they're staring at the car in front of them, which is you, which has your bumper stickers and website across the windshield and all that other stuff. And then when they pull forward and the toll collector says, oh, the guy in front of you already paid, they're like, oh, wow, wasn't that nice?
Oh, that's a good
idea. Maybe they'll remember and make the connection, be staring at the – and then it's less blatant and less, you know
– painful.
I'm doing it just to advertise.
That's a good idea. Good association with your product. Maybe you could do that in a certain area. That's a good idea, David.
Yeah, well, thank you. All right, down to the final two. Drum roll. Oh, I sound so cheesy. All right, number 9.
You're amusing yourself. That's very important.
That's the most important thing. This is a great tip. Show up in person with a cookie for the receptionist at a client or prospect's office.
Yeah, that's a really important one.
I had this happen to me one time when I was a receptionist. And someone was, I think it was like a real estate agent or something like that. And they came in with a box of cookies. And they said, here, I got cookies. Would you like one? And I'm like, sure. Because, again, who doesn't like sweet stuff, right? So I'm eating this cookie in the middle of my boring, slow work day. And it's happy. And I immediately like this person. And the receptionist's job, above all else, is to be a gateway between the outside world and then whoever the manager or the person they're receiving for is. They're the gatekeeper. So you want to get past them somehow. You want to get on their good side. So give the receptionist a cookie or a piece of candy or something, or at least offer it. Because they like you. They will let you pass. And they will set up appointments with the person you want to talk to. And then you can do business.
That can't be understated enough. The gatekeepers are the most important people to get past. And if you can get past the gatekeeper with a phone call when you first call up a place, or if you just go ahead and say, hey, look, I'll give you a cookie, that is a very important thing. David, that's a great tip.
And you know, and that extends to more than just receptionists, too. Make friends with, like, the maintenance staff and the cleaning crew at, you know, at your office, at your apartment. These people don't get much attention, and they work hard. So when you show them a little kindness, you talk to them like a human being. You don't just walk past and ignore them. You say, hey, how's your day going? You give them a cookie. I'm serious.
That doesn't sound inappropriate at all.
Make friends with those people and be genuine about it, you know. And they will do all sorts of favors for you. I mean, just case in point today. This happened earlier today. The cleaning crew came in, and I've always just been friendly and chat and stuff. And I asked about, like, my birds ate a little hole in the wall.
How did that happen?
They just, I don't know, they were teething or beaking or whatever birds do that makes them irresistibly have to chew everything in sight. So, yeah, they literally started chewing a chunk out of the wall. And I need to just get some paint or spackle or something. And I was asking the cleaning crew about it. Like, I forget what the question was. Like, what kind of spackle I needed, or did I just, would a paint cover it or something like that? And she was like, oh, yeah, you know, probably just a little dollar spackle can you can get at Walmart or something. But she's like, I'll tell you what, I'll talk to the maintenance guy and see if I can get him to do it for you for free. And I was like, really? Wow, thank you. And sure enough, like later that day, the maintenance guy, who doesn't even normally cover my building, stopped by to take a look at it, and he said he didn't have a chance to cover it today, but he'd be back.
What a deal.
I mean, it's, you know, it's saving me a buck and a paintbrush that I'd have to buy. But, you know, it's something I would have to patch up before I moved out to get my security deposit back and all that. And just because you make friends with people, you be nice, they surprise you with stuff. And maintenance and cleaning crew and janitors in your office building stuff, they have access to everything. Have you ever seen the keys janitors carry around?
Oh, those are the most dangerous people.
They know every room inside and out. They can access anywhere in your place of business. They throw out your sensitive papers that hopefully you're shredding, but, you know, let's face it, we don't always. Make friends. They're human beings too. They're working really hard, and most people completely ignore them.
Be buddies.
Yeah. So give them a cookie. But but definitely when you're going for a business meeting or you want to set up an appointment or something and you have to talk to a receptionist, yeah, that cookie trick works great. So we're down to our final tip for how to market under $10.
All right, let's hit it.
Advertise using flyers.
Seriously?
Seriously.
How old is this thing?
4 years old. At an average cost of 2 cents each, $10 will buy you 500 printed flyers. You can use this to canvas a targeted area, include them in packaging and delivering orders, hand them out to walking by customers, mail them out, or just give it to... This is really a suggestion. Better get your flyers to 100 people, 5 times each, and the power of frequency will increase the probability of... Blah, blah. All right. I actually don't endorse this last tip because flyers are expensive, especially if you want good quality, because you want good card stock. You want glossy finish. You want full color. And most people are going to immediately throw it right out.
Yes,
or worse, not even throw it out. They're going to litter somewhere. Especially, do not go to parking lots and stick your flyer on people's windshields. It's annoying. No one reads them. It just either gets thrown onto the parking lot or they bring it into their car intending to throw it out, and it ends up on their car floor for months until they clean out their car and then just throw it out anyway, long after whatever promotion you're running is over.
And then you have the always bad thing of it gets left on the ground as trash and you don't have anybody picking it up.
Yeah. And then people walk by and, you know, everyone's more green conscious now and all about the environment and stuff. And they're leaving Walmart and they see your flyer littering the ground all over the parking lot. Now they're getting bad associations. They're like, oh, great, there's one of those annoying companies that can't advertise well, so they stick flyers in people's cars and bother us and make us have to throw it out. And now they're littering this wonderful parking lot that some minimum wage employee is going to have to sweep up. Don't do it. I don't recommend this.
And then there's just anger.
I mean, even if you're not doing like the car in the parking lot thing, like... Man, like on campus, there's always somebody passing out some flyer for something. It could be a student passing out some little black and white photocopied paper advertising some student club or something. Or it could be like, you know, really nice glossy full color advertising some event or something. I really don't think they're effective. I think they're way too expensive for the actual return you get out of them. I would encourage taking that money and marketing some other way. Maybe like pay-per-click advertising on a website. You can limit that to $10 a month. I mean, you're not going to get too many clicks, but it's a way to start. And that way your ad is shown on a website over and over again until people click it. And the people who click it are already expressing some interest in your service or product. You got any other tips, Daniel?
I don't have any off the top of my head for less than $10, although I would say that you could buy a bicycle pump. And for a day, just go in front of a bicycle pump. I think is less than $10 these days. If you go to Walmart, you can go in front of your student union that you have there, mm-hmm. and just offer people bicycle pumps while you're doing the bicycle pump of their people's bicycle tires. You can go ahead and give them your sales pitch.
Yeah,
just put a little sign up that says, "Hey, I'll fill up your thing if you listen to my sales pitch."
And I'm sure people will do it just out of curiosity.
I'm sure, and it's just wacky enough. I just came up with that off the top of my head.
See, you never know. Somebody out there should try it. You know, and then you can print your own T-shirt pretty cheaply these days. I don't know about $10, unless you're doing it in bulk. But, you know, for definitely under $20, you can have your own T-shirt with your own logo or advertisement on it and wear it. or hand it out to other people, because especially college students, they're all about getting free stuff, including T-shirts, and they will wear your T-shirt out in public because they don't care that they're blatantly advertising somebody. They got a free T-shirt. So, I mean, that's a little more expensive, but people can be walking billboards for you.
And it's, again, it's just a matter of being able to figure out what you want to do with your customer and figure out how to get in their faces. The only thing that you should always point out is that you don't want to become oversaturated. You see all these people who go and hear about these great ideas, and they take them. And then they do exactly what everybody else did because they all saw the same marketing plan. And if everybody does the same thing, no one's special. So that's my marketing tip for the week, is the bicycle pump thing. You should try it, everybody. So you've been listening to the Small Business Podcast with David Michaels and Daniel Miller. I'm Daniel. That's David. So if you'd like to go ahead and get a hold of us, you can do so by writing us at smallbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. You can subscribe to our program by going to smallpod.blogspot.com, and then you can go ahead and grab the feed and get it onto your iTunes so you can get it updated whenever we update, which should be weekly. If you'd like to learn more about us or check out our Facebook page, you can go to facebook.com and search for
The Small Business Podcast.
Sweet. And if you would like to go ahead and check us out on Twitter, you can do so by going to twitter.com/smallpodcast. Yay. So, David, what are you pitching this week? As if we need
well,
to ask.
Well, we recently put up a fan page on Facebook for Superpowers Unlimited. So while you're on Facebook looking for the Small Business Podcast, also search for Superpowers Unlimited and become a fan. That'd be awesome. I am going to be running some contests where you can get special exclusive stuff for playing the game, or, you know, just all kinds of goodies. I'm planning on doing half these tips that we covered today. So become a fan. It'll make me feel better. It'll make it look more exciting because more people are signing up, and I would appreciate it.
That's less than $10, everybody. And so, if you'd like to go get the best damn range of tire paint out there, you can go to rangepaint.com. Buy it now. I have some comments about that next time.
All right, sounds good.
Until next week, I'm Dan.
And I'm David.
Have a good week.
Thanks for listening.